Dave. She was not currently in the custody of the COAX, about to be sent to DTI, as was his pops. It felt weird to Walter to have to prioritize his family, but that was exactly what he was required to do right now. Who needed his help? Not Carolyn. As badly as he wanted to see her, she didn't need him at that moment. His pops did. And here he sat, useless, waiting for intel. Fuck. He blew a breath. It came out unsteady, fogged the mirror, then disappeared, evaporated. Fuck this place, he mumbled to his reflection. Fuck everything. Then he pointed very deliberately, crammed his index finger into the two-dimensional version of his face, pressed it in until his knuckle was painfully backbent and he thought the glass might crack. And fuck you. Not sure why he was so pissed at himself. He wanted to do things. He wanted to fight. He wanted to find his father. He wanted to find his wife. But he couldn't do those things. He had no way off this fucking mountain, aside from just hiking out and hoping the resistance didn't catch him, which they probably would. The entire place was ringed with a sensor grid. They owned the checkpoints out. Hell, they'd even tapped into the local network hub so they could monitor what everyone was saying, stop any incriminating communications before they ever got transmitted. What's that? You want to tell Aunt B about the strange men hiding in the slurry cisterns? Nope. That message ain't gonna send. Want to call Aunt B after that? You'll notice a slight delay, and if you start talking about the slurry cisterns again, your call's gonna drop. Strangest thing. Yes, the Renegades had a tight hold on Kanawha 3. Necessarily so. But it meant that Walter was stuck. Stuck with this new thing that he'd birthed in himself. Changing tides, changing polarities, and no idea of how to control it, only that he wanted to fight. God, but he wanted to fight anyone, anything, would even take a throwdown with one of the locals, except they weren't supposed to talk to the locals. I gotta get out of here. He pushed away from the sink and shook himself out like a dog shaking off wet fur. He was already dressed like the locals. Here in Kanawha 3, denim was similar to tans in District 89. It was what all the workers wore. Denim pants, denim jacket, sometimes denim overalls. Denim, denim, denim. Nice, blue, close-stitched denim. Walt slipped into his denim jacket and went out of the room, hoping to God that there would be some news, some good news, but steeling himself for the fact that he was now living in a world of long shots, where the odds were against you and the stakes were always more than you wanted to pay. Chapter 2. A line truck is a one-ton truck with knobby off-road tires used for getting around in the mud in order to service the regulator stations that keep the hydroponics pumped into a field. It has about a half ton of equipment on it. Its front bumper is black, diamond plate steel. This would all become very pertinent in Brad Hughes's life momentarily. At the moment, Brad Hughes was in a GUV, though, in a leather-upholstered GUV. And he was making the leather dirty. Actually, he was making it bloody. Brad Hughes's face had seen better days. Typically, he had a lean Roman face. Now it was puffed up and cut and bleeding. He couldn't see out of his right eye. It had gradually become swollen shut over the course of the last half hour. His lips still throbbed. His ribs ached with every breath. His hands were bound behind his back, and he was starting to lose feeling in them. With his one good eye, he looked to his left out the window, at the fields of Agrarian District 89 as they flew by him. Morning was dawning on the third day of the purge. Not much of a purge anymore. The purge was pretty much over, but the borders were still closed. To the outside world, 8089 was still a little black hole of mystery for the time being, as the COAX sorted out everyone that they now had captured. Sorted them out like it was Judgment Day. The sheep from the goats. The redeemed from the damned, DTI being hell, of course, where all the damned were to be sent. Which made Brad Hughes what? Lucifer, he supposed. A fallen angel. Sent to do the Fed's bidding, but then he decided to think for himself. He'd made a good go of it, though. Ran when he knew he was outed, but he had certainly chosen the wrong place to run to. Jesus, what fucking luck. Anywho, he'd taken out five of them before they'd finally gotten him. Should have eaten that last bullet.